PA Governor Shapiro, Trump is an agent of chaos who's trying to restrict our freedom. By Pam Key on February 18, 2024. Governor Josh Shapiro, DPA, said Sunday on ABC's This Week that former President Donald Trump is an agent of chaos who's trying to restrict our freedom. Partial transcript as follows. Shapiro, Joe Biden is going to be our nominee, and I'm proud to support him. He talks about being a bridge, and let me tell you something. He helped us repair that bridge on I-95 in 12 days. He was my partner in that, and he's been a partner to many of us across the country in moving our country forward and saving our economy from ruin and helping America get back up on its feet post-COVID. This is a president who delivered. Now, we've got to go out and make that case. The president, the vice president, and those of us who are privileged who support him and have a front row seat to this. We've got to go out and do this important work now. Back to what I said earlier about Charlemagne's voice. I think this really is going to be an election. Yes, where Joe Biden and Donald Trump are the candidates, but really where it is going to be a question for every single American about what kind of country do we want to build. On the one hand, we've got an agent of total chaos. Someone who wants to restrict our freedom and someone who puts himself first, and that is Donald Trump. I mean, consider this, remember what it was like when Donald Trump was president. He was in our faces and in our living every day injecting chaos. Think about what will happen here in Pennsylvania if he gets his way and he does away with Obamacare, something he's pledged to do. That means 1.2 million Pennsylvanians won't have health insurance. Think about if he gets his way with a national ban on abortion. This guy is trying to take away the freedom of millions of women across this country. We've already seen what he's tried to do when people go and vote and choose someone other than him. He tries to overthrow the government. This is a guy who is an agent of chaos who's trying to restrict our freedom, and every American is going to have to stand up and be counted as to whether or not they want to continue to be a voice of freedom and democracy. That this is going to be a beacon of hope to countries around the world. And so, in many ways, this election is less about Joe Biden and Donald Trump, and more about us and the kind of country that we want to build. And I've got confidence to the American people that just as they did in 2020, they will rise up, they will demand more, they will seek justice, and they will look to defend freedom in this nation, and they will reject Donald Trump. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.